This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
We've talked, and for me, it's just as an observer, you see a guy that's got one mentality on the bases in the outfield, and maybe and that's an aggressive one, and then maybe a little in between at the plate. And so for me, it's just about making sure that he felt supported, and that at the same time that we're challenging him to do all the things that he needs to do to make adjustments to get better, and he's doing those things. So I think he knows where he's at. He's working extremely hard to make adjustments, and he's going to find what he needs to find to have more confidence at the plate.
Will Venable talking about Luis Robert, who has remained on the struggle bus for the White Sox this season.
For all qualified hitters in Major League Baseball, Luis Robert has the 7th worst OPS in all of Major League Baseball.
He was an all-star 2 years ago.
Andrew Vaughn has the 4th worst OPS.
We've all given up on Andrew Vaughn.
I know. But Luis Robert.
Some of us earlier than others, though.
The Luis Robert thing, man. We dreamed. We compiled the comps of the skill set and what the ceiling could be for the 5-tool hero that he seemed to be, blooming into at the beginning of his career.
He was a 5-war player 2 years ago.
And now he is broken on the field and apparently broken psychologically.
It does seem that way because the talk, and we've talked about it here on the show, that you could trade him, that at the beginning of the season, I was hoping that he would have already been traded, because what I didn't want was another half year of him in a White Sox uniform for a lot of reasons. I don't know if he'll ever get back to being a 5-war player, but I do think that him hearing a different voice, and I don't mean Will Venable, who's doing a pretty good job managing what he has, but organizationally, I think he is a ripe candidate for change of scenery.
Yeah, maybe so. He's really, really playing poorly, and this was him yesterday in pregame
with Billy Russo.
Yeah, Billy Russo, the White Sox staffer, doing the translation. This is Luis Robert on his season and possibly being traded or not.
I feel good, calm. Just try to enjoy it every day. There are certain things that I can control. But I just. Right now, I'm just trying to enjoy every day.
It's about two months until the trade deadline. Aside from when we ask you, do you ever think about that at that point, about what could possibly happen?
I think right now, as my season is going, I don't think anybody's going to take a chance on me. I just focus on, in trying to get better. I can't think in anything else.
With how the season's going, how do you kind of stay confident that you are, a player who's, has all-star level capabilities?
A medida que ha ido la temporada, los resultados que están ahí, ¿cómo crees tú que puedes llegar a ser el jugador que fue el juego de estrella hace dos años?
No, siempre trato, todos los días trato de ser ese, ¿sabes? Voy a seguir trabajando, voy a seguir saliendo a jugar con la misma gana todos los días y, ¿sabes? Ya el resultado, si no sale, ya no podemos hacer nada.
I try to be that player every day. I prepare myself the best way that I can to be that player. If at the end of the day the results aren't there, that's something that I can control. But I prepare myself to be that player every day.
In the old days of baseball, some guys would just, they were in a slump, they'd just say, I'll go get drunk and just show up for the game and end up getting four hits. Have you exhausted all the ideas that you can use?
No.
In other words, is it possible you're just overthinking a lot of it?
I'm not that kind of person. I'm more laid back. Maybe I need that, but, I'm not going to try doing that.
Man.
That's pretty funny that you hear Billy and Luis kind of giggle at that question from Bruce. It makes me sad that a player that's as talented as Luis Robert is struggling.
Right now, as my season is going, I don't think anyone's going to take a chance on me.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. And no, I think he's probably right. Lawrence, at what point in his development as a White Sox player, how many different points could a really badass verbal veteran showing him the right way to go about it every day have made a difference?
I don't know. And I feel like that clubhouse had that for Spanish-speaking players. I think that Jose Abreu was there for those players.
As an example, but not as a guy who got on them.
That's
what Ozzy has said repeatedly.
I know, but it's...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Because, look, it's not just the Spanish-speaking players that have fallen apart. Tim Anderson lost himself too.
Yeah, there were no leaders on it in that whole batch.
And it makes you wonder, because my thing has been, I think one of Rick's superpowers was getting guys to sign early. And I wonder now if getting guys to sign out their arb years, if it allowed for some complacency to take place.
It clearly did with Eloy Jimenez, who was prone to it. It clearly seems to have done so for Yoan Moncada, who apparently was prone to it. I feel like Luis busts his ass. I mean, sometimes.
Yeah, I don't think that he lacks for trying, but something broke. And I mean, it may have been his hand at that point. Remember when he was up there swinging with one hand and Tony La Russa was like, what do you mean? There's nothing wrong with him. Totally wrong with him.
I still see the way that he fields fly balls when it's a sacrifice fly attempt. And it still looks wrong to me fundamentally. And I'm like, has anybody ever tell him, or did they just think, well, he must know what he's doing? We know Daryl Boston was really bad at his job for a long time, and he was there. How about guys after that? Like, have people gotten on him? Have veterans gotten on? Like, he's still, to me, he feels like a guy who has needed guidance and has never gotten it.
I would probably agree with you, and I don't want to go against Ozzy, because Ozzy knows, especially when it comes to the Spanish-speaking players, he talks to these guys. Like, he's the one guy that really has the inside story. I just think that if you're in a room where you're watching Jose Abreu win an MVP and watch, even if he says nothing, if you're watching the way that he goes about what he's doing and you're not picking up what he's throwing down, I don't know what to tell you. You know, and early on,
yeah,
Ricky was a guy that would push some buttons, and it's part of the reason that guys didn't like him.
I know there was a whole thing, but Ricky was also people's friends. Like, Tim loved Ricky. And so, yeah, I'm tempted to say if they hadn't made that move, if they stayed with Ricky, but I was ready for them to move on from Ricky.
Everyone was ready for them to move on. And it was just they moved on to the wrong person.
Right. And it's not like the Ricky and Luis relationship was perfect. Tanny reminded us of some of that stuff as he shouted out while cutting Bears tape from the other room.
By the way, Yoan Moncada, 835 OPS this season for the Angels.
You're kidding me. I had not even noticed.
He's not hitting for average, but he is hitting for pop. He's got 4 home runs this year.
And, you know, the Javi Baez thing, like, gives me hope for guys like this, because mm-hmm. I've seen it. It's not like you're just hoping that this guy can be a good player. You've seen it in action. You've seen him be an all-star.
Yeah.
But as each day passes, I'm like, you know what? I just don't think it's going to happen on the South Side anymore.
No, it's not going to happen here.
And I was
Danny.
Really, you know, like, you guys have heard me on the air for years saying, don't trade this guy, you know, escalate the rebuild around him and build around this guy. But I just don't think he's ever going to be an all-star caliber player again in a White Sox uniform.
Yeah, I think that he has to go. And I've been saying that Cincinnati is a place I want him to go. One, because they had a need, and two, because they have a manager that I think could get through to him.
Yeah, it would have been a great fit in the spring training. But now Cincinnati's getting some production from Will Benson, who's been playing in the outfield. I think he's homered in 4 straight games, or he had before last night, maybe. But yeah, it's a weird thing, and it's a sad tale.
It makes me really sad, man.
It's so sad, and you know, I mean, we talk about trusted vets or older vets. But the dudes he came up with, the dudes he ran with, the dudes he signed with, Eloy and Yoan, you know? And those are not dudes to have learned from in this time.
Nope, not one bit. And it's sad.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.